in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong.
Independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hope you're all out there listening to this radio show. Chris, you here?
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Okay, he got here.
I forgot to move the clock.
Okay, I had a hunch. I had a hunch he was on the wrong.
He didn't have a. He didn't know how to spring forward.
Right. Okay.
I didn't spring at all.
He didn't spring at all. Okay.
Sprung.
Hey, folks. Glad you can listen to us today. My wife is way out in the weather. She's here today, but she's not in good shape, to say the least.
She's fine.
So, anyway, folks.
She looks fine to me.
My co-host, Lynn Gold, are you there?
I'm here, Michael. Thank you for the introduction. And welcome, everybody, to the March 8th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, we have our other co-host. She's fabulous, tremendous. She just came back from Washington, D.C. The one, the only, our co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you, Michael.
And behind the scenes, he just arrived. I hope he's still there right now, is Chris Shaw. Are you there, Chris?
I'm right here.
Well, folks, if you're listening to us for the first time, you want to know what this show's all about, just say that we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. That's what we're all about. Hope you love the show today. We've got a great show for you today.
It's a busy show for sure.
Busy show.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Hey, folks. Hope you're doing a lot of washing your hands these days. Got to be careful what you touch. I just touched my wife. So Sheila said, don't worry. Is that what you said, Sheila?
That's what I said.
Okay. What if I touch you?
But I don't care.
You don't care. Okay. I don't mind touching Chris.
Yeah, he doesn't have any spring in him.
Wait a minute.
He doesn't have spring in him. We don't.
I got spring fever.
What do you say?
Yes, spring fever. Yeah, that's spring cute, fever. Chris. That's clever.
Mm-hmm. Hey, folks, if you want to call in, the phone number here is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Hey, Sheila.
Yes, sir.
Why don't you tell us a little about Washington, D.C.?
No, can I give my shout-outs first?
Oh, yeah, you can, of course.
Thank you. I have three shout-outs for birthdays this month. One of them is our friend Maddie, whose birthday is the 14th.
My friend.
Oh, happy
Maddie.
Birthday, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
She's not been feeling real well, so I hope she's listening, and I hope she's feeling better today. My sister's birthday is a week
Miss
from
Patty.
Tomorrow, Patty.
Oh,
so happy birthday, Patty.
Absolutely. Happy birthday, Patty.
And then Gary Sinclair's birthday is the 29th.
Well, that's a
but
long
Sheila
way
won't
away.
Be there.
I won't be back before that day.
Oh, okay.
And neither will he. So happy early birthday, Gary.
Aren't you sweet, Sheila?
And those are the only birthdays I know in March.
Yeah,
Yeah. You know what today is?
Yeah.
What's today?
Today is International Woman's Day.
Woman. So for all those women out there listening to this show, today's your day.
And you chose a song accordingly.
I did.
Yeah, it was a good song. Yeah.
Don't tell our trivia song.
I'm not.
I didn't. All I said is she chose a good song. But let me tell you, everybody, I hope you have something nice to drink. You'll sit down and relax because we have a busy 2 hours. And the first hour, we have two guests. We have Michelle Glaze calling in from Foundation Fighting Blindness and our friend Melissa Ballback.
Are you talking into the microphone?
I am. Owner of Independent Living Aids will be calling in. And the second hour, we'll be meeting Anna Leffel, who is the Senior Artificial Vision. Wow, is this a mouthful? Senior Artificial Vision Rehabilitation Manager of the Midwest for Second Sight, our new partner, Second Sight. So lots to talk about. Plus
is
Sheila.
Her microphone good?
I believe it is.
Doesn't sound good.
I hear myself.
I hear her fine.
I hear you fine.
I think Michael has a
hearing
problem.
I even hear me fine.
Yeah, everybody coming through fine on my end. But, man, if you want to just bring it up just a little bit, just bring it up just a little bit.
Okay. And, Chris, you didn't say, hey, Lynn, that's pretty good. You turned on the board.
Oh, well, it was actually marvelous. I didn't know I came in loud.
You have to tell me what the next step is after just moving the mics up and the
everything. She knows what button to push. That's
yeah,
it.
To.
Well, you did it. That was
oh,
it.
Oh, that was it?
You showed up. If you didn't show up,
oh, my God, you and Sheila would.
We're
going
to have Sheila.
Lord have mercy.
She's coming back from D.C., right?
Yeah. We'd be in trouble.
You blow up the machine.
Sheila, what button to push?
My goodness.
Don't tell me. I couldn't push any buttons.
I could figure it out.
So, Sheila, tell us what happened on Capitol Hill a little bit.
Well, first of all, you have to tell where you went.
I went when or where?
When and where?
Well, on February 22nd, I went to Washington, D.C. to be part of the ACB Legislative Seminar, which is when all of the presidents throughout the country get together, and we have a president's meeting on Sunday. The ACB has board meetings on Friday and Saturday, and that's for the ACB board members, anybody that wants to go, but it's for the ACB board members. And then Sunday, it's for all of the state presidents to go to meetings. And Monday is legislative training to learn about the imperatives that we're supposed to go on the Hill and talk to the congressman about. And then Tuesday, we go on the Hill to walk around Capitol Hill to meet the legislative aides most of the time. And we have a member who sets up all the appointments. So we have a schedule. So you've got 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10:30, 11:30, 12, 1, 1:32.
Wow, they keep it busy.
So you got to go from this floor to that, go seventh floor to the first floor, and then back to the seventh floor, and then back to the third floor. So you're walking around one building because Florida's got 27 congressmen and two senators. So we have enough people where we're able to have three different teams. Mm-hmm. So one team does the Cannon building, one does the Longworth, and one does the Rayburn. And we have congressmen in each one of those buildings.
And did you have, how many sighted people did you have with you? I know your sister went, but did...
We each team had
one sighted person
with them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's very helpful because it is so hard to get around those buildings.
Any congressman talk to you?
We actually did meet one. I want to save that.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about that now.
So she's just prefacing right now.
Yeah, okay. I'm just telling you what we did or what I went for.
You have good food?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to a steakhouse, which was in walking distance from the hotel. We, Sunday and Monday, had lunch during the lunch hour, which we also had speakers during that hour. But the food at the hotel was really good. And then Tuesday night, we go to this restaurant called TJ Stone's. It's a tradition now where we have a private room and all of Florida gets together. And we had 13... people from Florida go this year, and then we invite other people to join us. So we have about 20.
How many on the same plane?
Well, Dan and Leslie and Patty and I flew back together.
Oh, four of you.
But everybody pretty much goes in their own schedule. Mm. So, But it was, the weather was good. It was a high 52, 55. So that's not bad for D.C. in February. And, of course, you're in the hotel all day, so you're not really out and about. So.
You shake everybody's hands or you use your feet?
No, I shook everybody's hand and gave hugs. And
oh, my God.
Well, I took Bennett to the eye doctor this recently, and the doctor elbowed me. He didn't shake my hand. He did this elbow thing.
Yeah, that's the new thing now since everybody going around here drinking Coronas and stuff. So they giving out elbows and feet massages.
Knuckle bumps. And yeah. Yeah,
and
that
next is gonna probably be headbutts.
Probably,
yeah, you know.
Probably.
Rather.
Yeah,
rear end. They do the bump.
The bump.
Right.
You know, it's been
that's
a long time since
dance.
I did the bump.
Right. So that's gonna be the new thing. Now we're gonna start doing the bump.
I used to do that really well.
We might get back to breakdancing just to say hi.
Oh yeah.
Dun, dun, hey folks, dun, if you have anything dun. About the new hand, instead of handshaking, you have anything else you're doing these days, call up, tell us about what you're doing.
No.
Are you doing the bump?
For real,
are you doing the feet? You doing the elbows? What are you doing now? All you want to call is 407-894-1680.
Well, here's,
407-894-1680. What do you think about this, Chris?
Here's one popular move that we do all the time. We just throw our head back at each other.
I can't hear you.
No, I said, what we do, we just throw our head back at
just
each other.
Just throw their head back.
Oh, throw your head back.
Yeah. So when you raise your head up or you nod, we do the nods.
Yeah, but I can't see you nodding, so.
Yeah, I know. That's the struggle. That's going to be the struggle.
Oh, I got to tell you this one. Listen to this.
Uh-oh.
This happened to me.
Actually, I think we're going to break.
A week ago.
7:15.
I went into a supermarket and make a long story. I asked which way is the men's room. And the guy who's in charge says, follow the blue sign. I said, sir, I'm blind. He said, so just follow the blue sign. I said, sir, do you hear what I just said? B-L-I-N-D, blind. You understand? That's why I have a cane. I'm blind. He said, a woman came up to me and she says, forget him. He's clueless. He's only the manager. I said, oh. Whoa. She said, would you like me to take you to the men's room? I said, yes. Are you work here? She said, no, I'm a customer. I said, oh, that was very sweet of you. So she took my elbow and she took me over to the men's room. I said, that was very sweet of you. But I can go in and do myself now. Thanks.
Yeah, just follow the blue sign.
So she
followed the yellow brick road.
She didn't take me in the men's room, though.
Wait a minute.
Oh, gosh.
So that's what happens when you can't see. Anyway, we're going to break. Don't go away. We got a lot happening today. It's going to be a fun show, an interesting show. Maybe we can learn something from this show. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Hartford. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I would like you to call in. It would be very nice. Love to hear from you, no matter where you are. And by the way, folks, whether you are blind or whether you are sighted, we'd love to hear from you. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Did I say it nice and slow? Let me say it again. 407-894-1680. Lynn.
Michael.
Let's talk to Melissa.
No, it's Michelle.
Michelle. Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle.
Melissa's after. Oh. Melissa's standing
Michelle,
in line.
Michelle,
yeah,
okay.
That's okay.
Okay. Wrong person.
Well, on that note.
Okay. We screwed up like that.
Welcome, good job, Michael.
Yeah. We'd like to welcome for the first time Michelle Glaze, who is the Associate Director of Professional Outreach at Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Michelle.
Welcome, Michelle.
Not Melissa.
Hello there.
Hi, Michelle.
How's everyone doing today? I was wondering if I was going to have to change my name in order
Well, you're still in the M's, though. You see, whether it's Melissa or Michelle or Michael,
Melissa,
we're all the same. It's M.
Melissa from Independent Living Aids is calling in after you. So how are you? And
how
where are you calling
Michelle?
From? 251 area code. Excuse me.
I'm doing well. I'm calling from Daphne, Alabama, which
Alabama.
Southern Alabama, near Mobile.
A nice southern girl. Nice southern belle.
Well, I originally from California, but I have been in Alabama for, gosh, almost 17 years now.
That's a long time.
Hey, Chris, can you make her louder? I can hardly hear her.
It's very loud to me. So tell us, Michelle, a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness and what your role is there.
Okay, yeah. So I actually found the foundation on a personal level. I have retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, another one. Welcome to the club.
So I was diagnosed in 2004, but it wasn't until 2011 that I actually found the foundation. You know, I was diagnosed, and at that time, I just really, in all honesty, didn't believe it. I went into a little bit of, denial for about 7 years and just tried to, you know, think it away and thought if I didn't think about it or face it, that maybe I wouldn't be, you know, subjected to the vision loss that the doctors had told me was pending. But I did start to notice changes in my vision and in 2009, 2010, and then I started to really think, okay, I need to take the bull by the horns, if you will, and, you know, take this head on and see what adjustments I'm going to need to make and get a better feel for what to expect as time progresses. And so I was doing some online research and stumbled across the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And I'll tell you, it was very empowering because up until that point, you know, essentially there's not really much we can do and there's not any treatments and not any cures. And yet here's this organization that drives research to find treatments and cures. And oh, by the way, they host a signature event called Vision Walk and I can get involved in that. And so it was very empowering. And, that was my first interaction with the Foundation Fighting Blindness was through a Vision Walk up in the Birmingham, Alabama area. I'm sorry?
No, I was going to say, they just recently, I think it was last Saturday, they had the Vision Walk in Orlando.
No, our Vision Walk in Orlando is April 19th.
It's April coming 19th. Up. They did just have April one in 19th. Arizona.
Right. Michelle, just so you know, our co-host Sheila has RP.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, well, hello there.
Yes,
hello.
I have RP. I'm a lot older than you. But anyway. I can tell. I was misdiagnosed when I was young because when I was young, they had no clue what RP was. So I was in my 30s when they finally realized that I had RP. So,
I was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. I was diagnosed in my right before I turned 30, actually. And when I started reading about RP, I thought, this isn't what I have. I actually have an atypical form of retinitis pigmentosa that affects more of my central vision. So that's different than the traditional RP, which affects peripheral vision. But so it was a little confusing, and I ended up getting some genetic testing, which confirms the diagnosis, and my genetic mutation is RP1. So it's been an adjustment, but I'm very fortunate to be affiliated with a great organization like the Foundation Fighting Blindness. And in 2019, I kind of had a marriage between my personal life and my professional life when I came on board to act as the Associate Director of Professional Outreach. So very exciting.
And so what do you do as Associate Director of Professional Outreach?
Yeah, so just to give a little bit of background, and I'm sure probably this has been shared some, but the foundation has been around for almost 50 years, established in 1971 by a group of individuals who were either affected with a retinal disease or they had a loved one who was. Gordon Gund and his wife Luli were the two of the founding members. Gordon actually still acts on the board at the foundation. But, you know, the mission was to drive research to find treatments and cures for these inherited retinal diseases, the whole spectrum, macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, Stargardt disease, Usher syndrome, LCA, and many, many more. In 2019, the foundation enacted the professional outreach team, and there are three of us on the team. It's myself, Ben Shaverman, who is my boss and colleague, and then we have an assistant named Katie. And our mission, our charter, is really to share information about the resources that we have available through the foundation, with eye care professionals across the nation, and really with any professionals who interface with the low vision community. It's important to narrow the gap between diagnosis and people getting support and guidance and having a source of hope as well. So that's really what we do in our professional outreach team. And I'd be happy to share with you all some of the resources that we do talk about when we're connecting with these eye care professionals and other professionals, if you'd like.
Sure. Do that.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Sure. So there are a variety of things. Obviously, we were just talking about Vision Walk, and that's, you know, a function of some of our chapters. So we've got volunteer-led chapters across the nation in about 45 markets, where people can, you know, connect with other people who have retinal diseases, find out information about, you know, all the research and things that are ongoing in the field, and get involved in some of the events like Vision Walk. In the local markets, there are a variety of things that events that are hosted. We do things like dining in the dark. There are some wine tasting events, barbecues, things like that. We do host some teleconferences and webinars, seminars, all sorts of different ways for individuals to connect with the foundation and learn about what's going on in the field. We also are hosting this year our biennial conference called Visions, and that's Visions 2020, and that's going to be hosted in Minneapolis, Minnesota in June. That's a patient-focused conference. Another way for people to come and learn about research and everything that's ongoing in terms of emerging therapies. And last but not least, we educate these folks about these eye care professionals and clinics and such about our no-cost genetic testing and no-cost genetic counseling program called the My Retina Tracker Genetic Testing Program. And this is something that is available to all patients with an inherited retinal disease in the United States, and it is accessible by any eye care professional who can diagnose a retinal disease. It's a partnership between the Foundation Fighting Blindness, Blueprint Genetics, and Informed DNA. And, you know, it is a really good opportunity for people to learn more about their disease. Genetic testing as a whole, we've had some people that have asked questions about, you know, why should I be genetically tested? And it does confirm a clinical diagnosis. We've seen cases where the diagnosis has changed with genetic testing. So it's important that you find out which mutation is causing your issue. And, you know, it helps to also see what the inheritance patterns may be, you know, if other family members might be affected. It can help people to better understand what to expect with their own vision loss over time. And it also helps them to qualify for clinical trials. And, it's important, too, to get genetic counseling because these genetic tests are very complex. I mean, sometimes even physicians have a hard time interpreting the information. So what we did with this partnership is, you know, you have the genetic testing aspect, the genetic counseling aspect, and then also the My Retina Tracker patient registry, which I believe Brian Mansfield came on and discussed that, shared some information before with the listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, we've got, we have a very active member here in the Orlando area of FFB, and I'm extremely excited that Ben Schaberman is coming to our state convention for the Florida Council of the Blind this year in May. So, it's going to be very exciting.
Yes. We are doing some outreach efforts in the Orlando area, along with many other markets. Through the professional outreach, what we've really tried to do is tap into some different centers of influence and different chapter or different channels in order to share our message. Obviously, with a three-person team, reaching everybody across the nation is, it's something that you have to be creative in order to really get in front of large audiences. So we do have some of our volunteers in different markets who are helping to connect with eye care professionals in their local communities. And Ben does a lot of traveling all over to, you know, to share the mission and message. She does a lot of presenting. I do some as well. And we do share a lot of this, too, via webinar with eye care professionals and other organizations.
Well, I want to do the genetic testing. I just haven't done it yet. So how do people get started doing it?
With the genetic testing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the most important thing is to go to your eye care professional. An optometrist or an ophthalmologist can help you get the testing. It's done through Blueprint Genetics, and we do have both a clinician and patient guide on our website. So you could go to the website and print out kind of the overview. It's really, really easy for the doctor to do. What they'll do is they'll register with Blueprint Genetics through the Blueprint website. Then they can order test kits. There is an informed consent aspect to this program. But they order the genetic tests through the ordering, you know, online through the Blueprint Genetics website. The reports come back to the physician, and then the patient is scheduled for genetic counseling with informed DNA. And then once the counseling is scheduled, the patient will receive a call, and the genetic counseling is done over the phone. So it's really very convenient. Informed DNA is a group of professionals that are very well versed in the inherited retinal disease space. They have a licensed counselor in every state, and what they do is they set up a phone call where it's about an hour, maybe hour and 15 minutes, I think, in some cases. I know I used Informed DNA for my genetic counseling, and I was on the phone for, probably an hour and a half. And the counselors take a lot of time with you to go through and ask a lot of questions, review your, your genetic results. And in my case, they even went a step further and did some further research. So,
Michelle. Yes. So this is a lot of information for the people who are listening. What would you say to people who are sitting on the fence and, oh, I don't know, I just don't know. What's the first thing that they should do to find out more information?
Just to get, I guess the easiest way to get more information would be on our website, www.fightingblindness.org. Get the information for
the
My Retina Tracker genetic testing program. And like I said, there is a guide that they can get. There's a patient guide and a physician guide. So what they need to do is go to their doctor and let their doctor know that they would like the genetic testing. And then, of course, they can even refer their physician to Blueprint if there are questions that the physician has. Or we can help, too.
So if they're interested in getting genetic testing, they ask their doctor, and then they go online and they write to you? I don't mean you personally. I mean...
No. They're going to... Everything... As far as the genetic testing is concerned, everything's going to be handled through their physician, mm-hmm. but they can get information about the program on our website.
Okay. All righty. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing all that information this evening.
Now you've got me inspired to get
See
it done.
That? We could keep you on for a whole hour.
The good thing about knowing your genetic diagnosis is that then you can be eligible for clinical trials. And, with the program, once you get your genetic testing and you get the genetic counseling and have the results, you know what your true diagnosis is. You can find about the research and clinical trials that are available. And of course, even if you don't have genetic testing, you can register through the My Retina Tracker Registry with just your clinical diagnosis. And that's a great way to be, recruited for clinical trials and let the biotech and pharmaceutical companies know that you're out there. Right. It lets you be counted and eligible.
Well, you're the perfect person for professional outreach, that's for sure. For Foundation Fighting Blindness, you're so enthusiastic. And we thank you so much for calling in, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. More than welcome.
It was very nice to meet
you. And folks, if you're listening out there to what she just said, you can go to our webpage. And on our webpage, you can look up Foundation Fighting Blindness.
It's all there.
All the information is there, and you can contact them. Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Thank you, Michelle.
Webpage.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Good night, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
And that was Michelle from Foundation Fighting Blindness. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BBR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts. Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches,
talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Turn it down.
What's the matter? You can't hear now?
Yeah, we can hear just
fine. The Blind and Beyond and Deaf show.
I used to be able to hear.
Well, maybe our next guest has
phone number to call in, folks.
For that.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. Right now, we've got a young lady all the way from Buffalo, New York. Her name is... Well, I can't get it wrong because I already said Melissa. That was a young lady before. Her name was Michelle, and I said Melissa. So now I'm going to say Melissa. Her name is Melissa Ballback.
Right.
So Melissa Ballback from Lynn.
Independence Living AIDS.
I also know them as another name.
Yes. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa, Michelle.
Hi, Lynn. Hi, Michael.
And say hi to Sheila.
You don't get it, Melissa, because
she
weren't listening before. I called another lady your name.
Yeah.
I said, welcome. Her name is Michelle. I said, welcome,
she
Melissa.
She said she's flattered.
How are you doing tonight?
I was thinking about you.
Fine. How are you all tonight?
We're just fine.
So are you getting ready to go to CSUN?
I am.
I thought it was canceled. I heard yesterday it was canceled.
No, they have not canceled it.
Oh, good.
It is the only show in the country that is not canceled.
Okay. I heard yesterday it was.
Well, some people have pulled out, but not all.
Good.
Yeah. Good. A lot of people pulled out. But I am still going. I will still be there.
Well, good for you. So tell us, what's up, Melissa? What's the latest and greatest from ILA?
You know what? I got to place an order for her because I got to get a new watch.
Yeah, Michael's got to get a new watch.
He's got to get one that he can operate, Melissa.
So, well, we can talk about that.
You have a watch for a blind person? Really, a blind person.
We have several. Yeah.
An inept blind person.
Well, she'll explain to Michelle I just said Michelle. Melissa. What Michael
needs. All right. Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen, let's do this,
this
right.
This is terrible.
This is Melissa we're talking to.
Oh, my gosh.
Melissa.
Hi, Sheila, Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
Hello, everyone.
Let me try to get them straight here.
Please explain to Melissa the type of watch that Michael needs.
He needs something that is very simple as far as changing time, because he has a watch currently that is the most difficult watch I've ever seen to try to change the time on it. And
How about then you get an atomic watch where you don't have to change
Well, there you go. That's it. See? There you go, Michael. She's got a great...
Right? And then you wouldn't have had to set your watch this morning when you woke up.
Does it talk?
It would have already done it for you.
Yes, they have talking.
Watch talk?
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, you'll call her up, Michael.
You'll have to call her and find out.
Okay.
Talk to her customer service. So what do you have in store for us tonight, Melissa?
Well, so I thought, given the current environment, we could, if we like, just spend a few minutes talking about healthcare products. Not that I am an alarmist or want anyone to become an alarmist. However, since it's on the topic of so many minds these days, I thought we could maybe focus this evening's conversation on healthcare products.
Sounds good.
Because even, you know, in totally ordinary times, we all need good healthcare products. And we could maybe argue that these aren't completely ordinary.
Talk in the phone,
right,
Melissa. I can hardly hear you.
Michael, we hear her fine.
I can hear her fine.
You can hear her fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just on my cell phone.
No,
okay.
You're fine.
But, you're fine.
You're fine.
Okay. So on the topic of healthcare products, for example, we could talk about, let's say talking thermometers.
Perfect.
Because, again, even in an ordinary time, we sometimes get sick, our children get sick.
That's a good one.
And not really wanting to know if we should be going to work or not. And so we have a number of talking thermometers. One is a talking ear thermometer that can also be used on the forehead.
Oh, that's good.
And that's
good.
Great, particularly if you have little kids, because sometimes, you know, sticking a thermometer under a little kid's tongue isn't so easy. So the talking forehead or ear thermometer, actually it's just a talking ear, ear only, it's very speedy. It's easy to use. It also optionally can have probe covers so that when you stick it into your ear, it's got a little covering on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks. And so it's just, you get the results in 5 seconds.
Oh, wow.
You can hear those results. And it's just, there's one button to push. Super simple.
Now, Melissa, let me ask you a question, because I know some people, I've never used the forehead or the ear. I've only had the talking mm-hmm. under the tongue. When they come, do they come with any kind of audible instructions for people to know how to use them, or do you just assume how to use it?
Well, right now, these products that I'm talking about tonight don't have audible instructions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our products can have instructions in the form of a Word document,
okay.
so that if anyone has any kind of a screen reader, they could take that Word document and listen to it through their own screen reader, but they don't necessarily automatically come with audio instructions.
But they could ask you, they could call your company and say, I want to order this. Can you tell me how to operate it when I get it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's okay. true for any product that we sell. I mean, people
Perfect.
Can always call us up.
Perfect.
Oh, is that right? That means, even a person like myself, if I get a product from you, I can call you. I can call one of your customer service people and that will tell me how to operate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, oh, okay. all the time. I mean, I listen to our customer service reps telling people how to set their watches all day long.
Well, that's what I need help. That's what
yeah,
I need
well,
help.
I'm sighted, and I need help setting a watch.
I can't set his watch, and I've set many watches.
Yeah, you used to set his. So what else do you have? That thermometer sounds great.
Okay, so you got your ear thermometer. We also have a talking oral thermometer. If you're happy sticking it under the tongue, then you're good. This talking thermometer also speaks in English or Spanish.
Mm.
So in a lot of places in this country, it's really helpful to have a thermometer that will speak in Spanish. and then there's a lot of other products that also talk that help keep us healthy. For example, talking blood pressure meters, either wrist worn or upper arm worn. We have several models of talking blood pressure meters. I will say in general that the medical community says that the upper arm blood pressure meters are generally more accurate, but the wrist ones are sometimes just easier for people to use. With the wrist, you really need to make sure that you hold that the meter that's on your wrist sort of at heart level and stay very still, just in order to get the most accurate measure. And a lot of those also speak in English as well as Spanish. And so under any time, we need to just make sure that we are kind of always watching our blood pressure meter, our blood pressure, making sure it doesn't go too high. And another thing that helps us stay healthy are talking weight scales, personal scales. If we tend to get too sedentary and eat too many potato chips, well, then we need to kind of spend a little time just making sure we don't tip the scales, as it were. And so we have a number of talking body weight scales. Again, some of those will speak in English as well as Spanish. They come in different, we have different ones with different weight capacities, which is kind of also helpful to have. Actually, one of them even speaks in Croatian, in case you have any Croatian listeners. It's really important to kind of just maintain one's health, because the way any of us stay independent is to maintain our health. You maintain it by monitoring your weight, monitoring your blood pressure, monitoring your glucose for folks that are diabetic or pre-diabetic.
When you have those two?
Super important.
No.
So we have talking glucose meters
no
as well.
No kidding.
And we have two different models. One is a little more fully speaking. One just kind of speaks the result, and the other one speaks everything. Again, one of the two speaks Spanish as well, so you can have the unit speak the results in either English or Spanish. So again, all of these devices are super important for any of us to kind of maintain our independence by maintaining our health. Then, for people that are on, excuse me, you know, some kind of a pill regime. We have all sorts of different pill organizers. So, with tactile markings, big letters, so that one can organize one's pills perhaps for the week, and then you can just make sure you stay on schedule and on track with all of that. One of the devices that we sell that I think is really helpful in regards, you know, in order to keep you on track with your medications is something called the Reminder Rosie Voice Controlled Clock. So it is a talking clock, a voice-activated talking clock, but you or a user or a caregiver or a loved one can set up to 25 alarms with your own recorded message.
Wow.
So, you know, if someone's got to take, has a really kind of crazy pill regime schedule with different things at different times of the day, you or a family member could set, you know, an alarm for 11:14, and if someone records a message, it says, okay, at 11:14, you need to take this, 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 and this. And then at 1:30, there's another recorded message that says, okay, now it's time to go take the dog out. And then at 11:45, there's another message that says, oh, maybe it's time for your nap. And so you can just make whatever message you want with those recordings. And so it can be used for any kind of daily reminder, as well as, you know, and including just reminders for specific medications at specific times. And so I think that Reminder Rosie is just a super clever clock, because it can be used for so many different tasks.
Well, and
to help people stay on task.
Yeah, and that's not even just for blind people. That could be for somebody suffering from a little bit of dementia or Alzheimer's. That's a wonderful item.
Melissa, you have something in your catalog that I'm going to order for Michael. It's called the AbleWare iEase Eyedrop Guide.
I was going to talk about that.
Yeah, oh, so my goodness. Michael, you need this.
You need to take eye drops?
So can you tell people about that, please? And Michael, listen up.
Sure. Okay. So you have to put eye drops in your eyes. Right. But then you
couldn't do it anymore to me.
Good. Listen to me.
I couldn't ask you anymore to help me.
I'm sorry, Melissa.
To direct them. And so what I, you know, personally, what I do at night, I'm trying to put eye drops in my eyes, and it's pitch black in my room. I have to put my finger on my eye, put the dropper on my finger, remove my finger, and then squirt. Well, that's not super sanitary, right? So we have the eye drop guide, and you put your eye drop bottle in this guide. It kind of fits over your eye. You know, you open your eye, you put it on the eye,
like,
and you squirt
cup.
It in, and boom.
It's like a little cup.
Right?
Well, that sounds good.
Like a little cup. So it's super simple, and that way you don't have to worry about, like, squirting it all over your face and wasting half your medicine.
Or going in your mouth instead of your eye, like me.
Yeah, going in your mouth, right?
Or he goes out and somebody says, what's that white stuff all over your face, Michael?
That was my eye drop.
Melissa, we have somebody that has a question.
Okay.
We have a caller.
Sure.
Sherry Brun, you're on the phone. Sherry Brun from Orlando. Sherry Brun, from Orlando, you're on the phone.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Melissa. I am a very long-time ILA customer, and I brought many things from you, from watching, talking scales, to timers, to pedometers. I think you guys, your customer service is great. Items that haven't worked correctly, as long as you get them back in the required period of time, you can get your money back.
Oh, you're the one who returns. You're the one who returns. I heard about you.
Yeah, that's me.
That's you.
It's only been like once, Melissa. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, one of the items, I don't know if you still have it, that I used with my kids when they were babies, it's called a drop-a-time dropper. And you fill the dropper with medicine, like for the baby, like Tylenol or whatever. And if it says one drop or two drops, there's a little tiny bulb at the end, and you can squeeze it, and a little teeny bit of medicine comes out, one little drop. So you're not, like, overdosing your child, which is kind of cool. So that was one item. I don't know if you still have it, but
I have not seen something like that for a very long time.
Yeah, it was a while ago. My kids are all grown up. Anyway, so you can get that back. It was really cool. And Also, I like the eyedropper guide. I hate giving myself eye drops. I don't have to do it often, but when I do it, it's a real task.
So you like it, Sherry?
I might get that.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
I'm going to get the eyedropper.
Michael's going to get that. That is.
Well, then I don't need you to help me then.
Well, that's good. That's one less thing I have to do.
Thank you for having such a good day, such good customer service, and you know, just all the cool things you sell.
Well, thanks, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, Sherry. So you have anything else?
Melissa, I got a question for you. Is your catalog blind friendly?
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sherry.
Is it blind friendly?
Yes.
Well, I'm reading the book.
Our print catalog is print,
right,
but our website is fairly accessible.
So,
and I will say we're actually going to be switching web platforms in a little bit, so I can't say exactly where it's going, but we are going to be moving on to a new platform.
But people know what they're looking for.
No, but she's got so many things. It's not just one thing or two things. She's got. You have a lot of things in your catalog, right?
I should read some of these.
Oh my gosh, we have nearly 2,000 things in our catalog.
That's what I thought. A couple thousand items.
I have an encyclopedia here of all these things.
I want that.
Telephones and cell phones.
So now I got to get two things. I need a new watch.
You know those little bumps that you need?
And an eyedropper.
The little bumps that you put on microwaves and
bump
stuff.
Bump dots, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, bump dots. Yeah, where would we be without bump dots?
I know. I agree with you.
Do you have one more item before we say goodnight? We have going almost to the top of
You're probably
going to
ask for television.
Yeah. Sure. We can talk about, how about something fun, kind of in the healthcare world. And it's not necessarily for anyone that is visually impaired, but all of us need it when our feet are sore and tired. And we have a heated foot massager.
Ooh.
Talk about making a great gift. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so it's just you kind of put your feet in there, and it gets them all warm and toasty and rubby. And I know that my feet get really tired at the end of the day.
You're going to need that at CSUN. You take it with you.
Oh, my gosh, yes, right?
Well, thank you, Melissa. We're going to go to the top of the hour any second, and we thank you once again for calling in. And please be safe.
Have a safe trip.
Safe travels.
Mm, yes, thank you very much.
And keep in
touch.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Have a good show. Have a good show.
Have a good show.
Have a good night.
Thank you,
and folks,
bye-bye.
Everything from Melissa is on our website.
Yep. Let me give the phone number.
Our website, in case you don't know, is blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yeah.
That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So anything you want from Melissa,
it's on our website.
There.
If you call in, is there a code?
She's not on anymore.
She left.
No, I don't believe so.
No code?
No.
Yes, no radio or anything?
So, Michael, watch and the eye drop thing. Priorities.
Oh, she's yeah. She's giving. What's she giving something? She's giving something now, Lynn.
The commercial's running. I honestly don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, if you say radio, something blind.
It could be. Just listen to the commercial. We're going to the top of the hour.
Chris. Okay.
Listen to her commercial. See what you're getting.
She's a doll,
blind
Melissa.
And beyond.
She's very sweet.
She's very sweet, Melissa.
All righty.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.